I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with that super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing, Big Dave?
I'm doing good.
So this week, our topic is the process. In today's Connection Thursday, we are going to be discussing enjoying the process. Anything, David, before we get started?
No, nothing for me so far. There is some stuff I do want to introduce to you guys in the community later this week, towards the weekend. So stay tuned for that. But other than that, I'm ready to go.
All right, let's rock this thing. So this week, our topic has been the process. In Connection Thursday, we're having a discussion on enjoying the process. So Nick Saban, the head coach of the University of Alabama, one of, if not the greatest coach ever to coach college football, created a philosophy known as the process. Saban teaches his players to ignore the big picture, ignore so-called important games, ignore winning championships, ignore the opponent's enormous lead. Focus instead on doing the absolute smallest thing well. So Saban teaches the process of focusing on the little things and doing the little things to the highest and fullest effort by doing the little things well. Practicing with full effort, finishing a specific play, converting on a single possession. He states, a season lasts months, a game lasts hours. Catching up might be four touchdowns away, but a single play is only a few seconds. And games and seasons are constituted by seconds. Your thoughts on that, David?
I've said this before. It's about all the little things that lead up to it, because you got to, in the community, you guys see me all the time post, what's your small win for today? What's the small win? And those small wins, even though those aren't like the kind of glorified things, those are the things that you have to get done in order to get to those, you know, big events. Like he's saying, if you eliminate those things. So I think that's a great thing. I always try to, you know, recognize the small wins daily.
And I think if you could turn that into a skill, make it a habit and a practice, it'll change your life. You know, as Saban teaches, that if the team follows the process, they tend to win. They overcome obstacles and eventually make their way to the top without ever having focused on the obstacle directly. What Coach Saban is teaching is stress mastery and conflict resolution. Conflict resolution is a state of taking right actions in the right order, dealing with what's in front of you, instead of being streamed into the conflict. And when we get streamed into the conflict, we then have a problem. The obstacle then begins to own your consciousness, and we become stressed out. So I agree with what you're saying, David, is when we talk on stress mastery is conflict resolution. A conflict dealt with can never become a problem. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's a big thing, because we talked about overwhelm, but if you're not constantly focused or stressed out about the end goal, the what's supposed to be here at the end, I think that's a big thing, because too many times we take one step back and think that's it, it's game over for us. But in reality, that's a part of the process. And if we can think of it like that, then you say, oh, you know, I caught myself eating that cookie, but I only made it halfway because I caught myself. That's a win. And most people say, no, I broke my diet today. No, you had awareness today. And I think that's the big thing.
And that's a huge win, because if you can have awareness of what drove that behavior, you start to break up the program that drove the behavior to the, I think I agree with you.
It's like play calling. You can see when it's about to happen and you can know to avoid it, adjust, make adjustments.
And that I made a statement. Enjoying the process is the real secret to success. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So
let's say we are dieting in an attempt to lose weight, and we're following some type of program, yet we are complaining about the foods we can't have, or we feel restricted. We feel kind of like a victim. We create victim stories about how I can't eat this or I can't eat that. We are doing the diet, but we are despising the process. And when we do finally reach our goal, we let loose a cheer. I did it. I lost the weight. It's finally over. David, can you guess what happens next?
Get ready to do it again.
Because it's just, it's the process where you change the behavior. Like you said, if you catch yourself eating a cookie and you can have that awareness and you can say, hey, what just drove me to this? That awareness starts to break apart the program. So if you're, I say, if you're not enjoying the process, what makes you think you will enjoy the destination?
Yeah.
Right? So when we get stuck in what, that means when you're stuck in what, you are focused on something that you do not have. In what, we are focused on that thing or situation that once we get it, once we achieve it, we will be happy. So the business owner working 16-hour days creating a story that once I make six figures, I will be happy. They're pushing, grinding, sacrificing, being completely stressed out with the goal that she or he can relax once they hit the number. The focus is on getting something instead of the process. And what happens? Once the business owner does achieve the six figures, are they happy? No. They become more stressed out as they now fear they will lose the six-figure income.
Yeah.
You've seen that plenty, right?
Uh-huh.
So if there's one thing I have truly mastered in my life, it is enjoying the process. It really is. I know it sounds like a cliche, but I really do love everything I do. Everything. In fact, getting ready for this bodybuilding contest has turned into pure joy for me. I love it. I actually love logging my meals and checking off each day as completed. I love the training, how the training has changed, how it feels. I love the seeing the ever slightest change in my physique. By the way, I noticed my abs were getting sharp today. And I love weighing in and dropping that 1 pound a week. And if I don't lose that 1 pound a week, I love the process of adjusting what was causing it not to drop, making adjustments. I love doing the morning cardio, starting my day off with the fasting cardio. And I love the process. And I am not worried about the outcome, not in the slightest. And so when you can enjoy the process, everything changes. I have the same approach in writing the new book and creating a new coaching certification for shift coaching. I have the same process for planning the beta testing for Go Right. Each day, I just execute my plan, deal with conflicts, and I love closing the day and finally just taking a breath and being with Linda. All of this that I just spoke of is enjoying the process. So how can you expel on that a little bit on how you do that?
Yeah, I think for me, the big thing for enjoying the process is I got to make it fun for me. You know, it's emails usually aren't the funnest thing to do. Certain things that we do paperwork wise is not the funnest. Shipping stuff out isn't. But I find one thing about it, and I kind of latch onto it, and I make that experience of that part of the process the highlight of it. So I really learn to, you know, do something and kind of focus in on that good instead of being like, I really don't want to do this. Because the more I do that, the worse that thing is. The things that I do enjoy, though, you know, I make sure to highlight and kind of almost be grateful that I get to do those things. So when I'm doing the other stuff, you know, I already got out the fun stuff or vice versa. So I do the things I
do. Do you have a process? Do you have a process that you do for the things that you don't, you know, enjoy? Do you have a process of, do you do them first? Do you have a process on how you get through those and don't procrastinate?
Yeah, so I do it when I have the highest motivation for it, which would probably be in the beginning or after I do something that kind of gets me really connected and going. And then it allows me to really hone in on those little things that allow me to enjoy the things I don't like. So I may not enjoy sending out packaging and packaging stuff, but I focus in on getting the tape right or something, you know, very stupid where it sounds like it, but it takes my mind off of what I'm actually doing and it gets me through the process with ease instead of stressing about it.
That's great because the way I look at it, enjoying the process is not hard. It's actually simply moving out of event judgment reaction into event awareness response. You enjoy the process when you have conscious mind control. That's what you're saying, right? You take conscious mind control. You don't let the ego run with it. And that's enjoying the process. It's a state of connection in head, heart, and hand. This is the state of being versus doing. See, when you get caught up in stage three, we talked about overwhelm yesterday, right? Overwhelm is a combination of those red zone energies, but it's overlaying factor is paralysis. It paralyzes you. It makes you paralyzed. Mm-hmm. When you get caught up in stage three socialized mind, you're stuck in that red zone and you're stuck in doing. The doing state, you are stuck following the cultural script. In other words, once I get this or I get that, I can then relax and be happy. Not only do you not enjoy the process, you don't even know you're in the process. You're just doing, wanting, needing someone to tell you what to do, needing somebody to give you approval, and needing to control everything so you feel better. You are stuck in that state. You are stuck in judgment and reaction. Mm-hmm. And remember, to judge something is to decide against it. This means you're actually fighting what is. And that's what takes people out of the process.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. It's almost like pulling against that gravitational wave of it, even though that's what you need to be doing.
It's running up the river. It's going against the current.
Yeah.
It's trying to swim fast against the current, a strong current. So when you allow yourself to fall in love with the process, you get out of your head and connect to your heart. And when you stop focusing on the outcome and find the now, that's what David was talking about. Even though he doesn't like to do certain things, he still finds the now, becomes present, gets in the moment. You will find something miraculous will happen, that you can be happy, you can be worthy, and you can find joy right in this very second. Mm-hmm. You agree, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
See, I find, and you can correct me if you disagree with me, but I find one of the biggest obstacles in finding joy is seeking it outside the present moment. Mm-hmm. This is what happens when people set improper goals or do not set goals, right?
Yeah.
So think of you, if you set, let's talk about that for a second. If you set goals in want, I want these, I want this. These are outcome-based goals, and this creates lack. If you don't set goals, you are then stuck in lack and want. And reason is you are stuck in your comfort zone. If you don't set goals to get out, you just play out the script through the programming that was set when you were a child. Again, you're in lack.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So to allow yourself, and I use the word allow with my little fingers going up and down, right? Yeah, I got the air quotes going. Allow yourself to fall in love with the process. It's not complicated. One, you must become aware of what you want. Clarity. Two, you have to move that want into desire. This is an action plan. And three, you must move the desire into intention. When you do that, falling in love with the process takes intention. It's about truly being in the process, enjoying the writing, not caring about the end result of the book, enjoying the work, not caring about the outcome. When you enjoy the work, the process, you are in conflict resolution. This is very different than trying to be in the outcome. The intention manifests in perfect form when you're in conflict resolution because you're in the process. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's one of those things when you know what you're doing is bringing you closer to your goals, you have an appreciation for it. You got to take like the good, bad, and ugly. I think a lot of people, when they go through these processes, they expect the glamorous part of what the end result is. And I think that's the part that, you know, I think social media has kind of screwed up for a lot of people, movies, yes, things like that, is because you normally don't see the people, you know, getting to this point. I think you're a perfect example of that. So many people are like, he's robotic, he's this, he's that. But if they were, if you were able to show day one to 30 plus on social media, they'd be like, damn, I followed him for 30 years. I saw the whole process. But they think that the process is just the end goal. Oh, if I do this once, I'll be like Bill. Or I'll do this once, I'll be like this athlete. And the truth is, no, it's not.
You're
like
not.
That.
And I do. I agree with you. I think it sets people up for failure because they're enamored with the end, mm-hmm, right? So think about it. If you're working on your career or your health or your personal growth, and you really are not enjoying the process, then to me, what's the point? The process is what sets your behavior. The process is what you have to enjoy. It's not the outcome. It's doing, you know, the process every day. It's doing it. And this begins, you can enjoy the process, but it begins by making a choice. You actually make a choice to fall in love with the work instead of just working for a paycheck. You have to make a choice. You make a choice to fall in love with the conflicts, with the knowing that you can let go. The fact is, your life doesn't start when you arrive somewhere better. Life is happening right now, in every moment, when things work and when things don't work. Life is the process, right?
Yeah.
And you life is fast. Your... Yes, because life is your teacher. Life is perfect, as it will bring in exactly what you need, when you need it, and it's all designed for your personal expansion and growth. Yet, if you do not enjoy the process, you will miss what life is bringing you and you will struggle. That's what causes people to suffer.
Yeah.
Right? They're stuck in want.
Yeah, that was the thing for me in the beginning. I thought, you know, calling myself an entrepreneur or a business owner, all that stuff was kind of like what I saw on the highlight reels, how I met some of my millionaire friends. I got to see the end process. And when I started to complain about them, I was like, man, I've had a 17-hour day the other day, 18 hours. And they're like, just the other day? And I was like, huh? They're like, man, this is the grind time. And hearing them talk about it with so much just enjoying the grind of it. And they never mentioned the angle. They never mentioned, oh, it's so nice when you can buy a big boat and go on vacation. They're like, man, tell me it didn't feel good. I'm like, you're crazy. But they enjoyed and loved they loved the process.
Because they understand the seasons,
mm-hmm,
right? There are seasons you got to push because when you do it right, you have to enjoy that process because the rewards are coming. Then you enjoy the rewards. You really do. You know, Alan Watts stated, life is not a journey, it's a dance. You got to learn how to dance with it. So let's talk, David. How can we create a shift and begin enjoying the process of our life? Well, I got three things here. Number one, you got to get clarity of what you really want. You got to set a plan and you got to move into intention. So let us say you want to lose weight. You must answer the question, why? Why do you want to lose weight? And this is important. Let's say you desire to lose weight so you could be healthier, you could feel better. you then can enjoy the process of a healthy diet. Picking the right foods that you know will make you feel better, give you clarity, help you have more energy. In this way, you enjoy the process of the diet. But if you don't have clarity, I want to lose weight, and you don't ask why, you will lose those moments of eating healthy foods and become obsessed with the scale and how you look. Now, the challenge with that is when your expectations are not met, you become frustrated. Then your behavior is driven into anger. And then you push and you binge and you end up in guilt. You see, the process of higher goal setting, all you in the community, this process will never change. It's the perfect lesson in a community of everything we're talking about. The process of higher goal setting is designed for one to enjoy the process. So higher goal setting, number one, clarity of what you want and why you want it. Number two, you move into the action of desire with a well laid out plan that has checks and balances that you work in neutrality. And number three, you then move into intention using visualization and being as if the goal is already achieved. And the best technique we use in higher goal setting is the eight technique, A-T-E, the allowing technique for effective mind connection. So the eight technique works very simply. One, you get very comfortable in a nice chair. I would prefer to lay in a bed, especially right before you go to sleep at night. Two, you take a few deep breaths and then you just use the mantra, slow down. Three, think of a time when you were truly in the joy energy, more than just happy. You were in joy. It felt amazing. Think of that time and get yourself in that energy. And then number four, now envision a moment that can only happen once you've achieved your goal. Think of that moment. Maybe it's you getting a reward. Maybe it's you're looking at the bank account. Maybe it's you looking in the mirror at your new physique. Maybe it's you in that perfect relationship and you're on your honeymoon. Whatever it is, that moment is at the end of the goal. And this is what Neville Goddard taught so well so many decades ago. You must go to the end. That's where you set the intention. And you sit with this for a few minutes. And you do this every night, every single night before bed, every single night before bed, because then the subconscious is open to drive your behavior. This is how you manifest. So that's how you use the eight technique to get out of the desire, which you're already doing the plan, into the intention. You understand, yeah. Right, David?
Yeah.
So that's the higher goal. That's number one. You have to understand this higher goal setting process. And that whole lesson takes you right through everything we just talked about. Number two, we enjoy the process when we inspire others. See, we become what we teach. So if you help another, you help yourself. You'll enjoy the process. Let's say you mastered one of the life categories that another one may be struggling with, or vice versa. This gives you opportunity to help them. When you help them, you help yourself. Also, we enjoy the process when we work as a tribe. We can become vulnerable. It allows us to grow. See, when others fail, we can actually pause and help them see there truly is no failure as you help them up. When we fail, we can ask for help. This is the process of moving from stage three, socialized mind, into stage four, self-authoring mind. So you enjoy the process when you inspire others and help others. You agree, right?
Yeah, I think that's one of my biggest things is that I kind of take away from the process when I see small bits of it in action by helping others. I see the process kind of like little bits and pieces as I'm helping someone else.
And number three, what I have is we enjoy the process when we slow down. It's important that you start creating skills throughout the day where you can take conscious breaks. We can't just grind and push out work or force our health or smother our relationships. We must learn and practice to slow down. You create the skill, which is a habit of taking a pause between your tasks. Learn to work with a timer. In between tasks, in between moments, get out and touch nature. Move the body. Drink some water. Smile. This is all ways that you can get things done and enjoy the process of the moment. That's a powerful aspect to enjoy the process. When do we stop enjoying the process, David? When we get caught in overwhelm.
Yeah.
That's when you're not enjoying anything. You're running with your hair on fire down the street and you don't even know you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. So you have any comments on those? You agree with those?
I agree 100%. You couldn't have said it more accurately.
So to enjoy the process is, we have to agree. Enjoy the process is to enjoy life. And most people assume to enjoy life, they need to make some type of drastic change in their habits or their routines or their bank accounts. And again, joy can only be found within. It cannot be found outside ourselves. So simple shifts can put you in joy. And with joy, you will naturally enjoy the process. So I got 10 things, that simple things to enjoy life. One, you need to focus on yourself. You must be the most important person in the room. In fact, you must be the most important person on the planet. You must take care of you first, or you will never enjoy the process of life.
100%.
Number two, make time to relax and do nothing. Sit in the park. Go for a stroll, not exercise, a stroll. In fact, a nice stroll is a form of meditation. Read a book, but schedule time every single day to give yourself moments of doing nothing. And this will actually create more productive time for you because it cuts off overwhelm. In overwhelm, you go in restriction. In restriction, you get paralyzed. And guess what? You procrastinate and waste time. It's better to stop, go for a walk, pet your dog, spend some time. You know what I mean? It's time. Really do. And it doesn't take long. So that's number two. Number three, avoid the news. That's all I got. Avoid the news. It doesn't serve you. If you have to catch something, I get the New York Times brief every morning. I just look at it. If it's nothing that I have to, I just kind of erase it. You know? Number four, nurture positive relationships. I think it's important to find your tribe. We have to find our tribe. Number five, meet new people. I had a blast last week with all the new people I met. I've been locked down since the pandemic started, and man, I had a blast. Number six, explore new places. You have to go out and explore. Number seven, dream. Create a wish list, a bucket list, but dream. Rekindle that creation mind and dream a little bit, because that will get you enjoying the process. I think you said it, David. You'll enjoy the process when you're dreaming because you're moving towards your dreams, but you're enjoying the process of getting there. Number eight, one that you use a lot, is gratitude. Gratitude is a power of the creation mind and connecting to your heart. And you enjoy life, and I believe this is a big one nowadays, is declutter. Declutter your office, your computer. You taught me that. I had to learn how to organize my laptop so I didn't have, you know, and it really does bring me peace and it allows me to enjoy the process. And number 10, invest instead of spending money. Instead of spending money on stuff, invest in you. Invest in expansion, in growth. Invest in experiences. Do things to create memories, and this will help you to enjoy the process. Nobody is better at this than your brother.
Yeah.
He enjoys the process of his work. He enjoys the process of going. He enjoys the process because he knows he's going to go and invest, and he'll travel, and he invests in memories. That is powerful. So those are ways. Those are just 10 things that I have. Simple shifts that you can do to begin enjoying your life and the process now. David.
I think the big thing for me, and this goes along with the fake it till you make it thing. You know how we always say, don't fake it till you make it, don't fake it. I think the big thing is that so many people are embarrassed to say, oh, I just started my company, or, oh, I'm in the beginning phase. I don't think there's a single issue with that. I love talking about where I'm currently at and what I'm doing rather than what I want to do or what I'm going to do. I love telling people, like, what do you guys going on? Well, we have this. And I take, you know, pride into the actions that I'm doing every day, the process of it. Because an analogy I slips my mind, who it was in the community, was saying athletes are all athletes. Football players are all football players. It's the ones who finish the process and do it well are the ones that become Super Bowl champions. But you're an athlete and a football player at that moment, and your mindset can be a champion. I think that's a great way to do it. So many people are like, well, I'm going to be a champion. Okay, what are you now? Tell me what you are now and what you're doing. And so many people are ashamed or embarrassed to say, well, I'm not there yet. Or, no, I just started. Or, no, my website's not complete. We just went to this event letting them know, hey, we're not ready yet.
I was honest.
But we'll give you what we have because we stand behind, we worked hard behind, and it was a connected material and everything. So I take, me and you, I said, man, I'm very proud of, you know, the work that we put in and where we're going because of the work that we did. And I think that's the big thing. Enjoy the process.
People
embrace
fear,
it.
Right? They fear being beginners. They fear not standing, you know, out or stuff like that. So yeah, I went on stage and every single person knew that we were there 6 months early. We weren't even ready to sell anything. We're not smart now. So for me to fake it would be stupid. And I'm with very high level audience. These guys would see a fake in 2 seconds. Because I was authentic, we had a love connection.
Yeah.
And we can't rush our process or pretend to be something we're not. So you can be. And I like, you know, fake it until you become it. That is a whole different story, right? Amy Cuddy, if you've never seen her YouTube, watch that. Amy Cuddy, Dr. Amy Cuddy, fake it till you become it. And that is what we talked about getting into intention. Be it now. Be the champion. Be it. Be a champion. Move like a champion. Walk like a champion. Train like a champion. Work like a champion. You're a champion. I don't care what place I take in that contest. I know I'm a champion because every day I'm in there working. Every day I'm doing what I have to do. I don't skip out the process, but I also don't complain about it. You don't hear me complain about the process ever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what I'm doing. It's just not going to do it because I really do love it. I know it sounds corny, but I really do. You got anything else?
The big thing I have for it is, you know, do what champions do. Do what entrepreneurs do. Do that. Don't, you know, I think so many people, I'm a successful entrepreneur and don't have a website, don't have nothing built, no clients. No. You're an entrepreneur. You know, save the success part. Save that. Tell people about the grind. Tell people I'm starting. Yep. I work at Best Buy 40 hours and then I come home and I do this. Yep. That is a story I want to hear. I don't want to hear, I'm a successful business owner and you haven't sold anything. You haven't done anything.
Right.
At that point, you're not going to. Yes, in your head, I'm going to become this. I'm on the process. I grind my ass off every day at work. I come here. I do this. That's the story that I'm like, somebody with that mentality, they're going to be the successful business owner. They're going to be that. But the person that wants to fake it, they got the business cards, they got all that. but not the
fake Rolex
thing to do. No, you look great. You know, you look like you're successful. The successful right. people, you don't see like that because they're inside. They're doing what they have to do. They're grinding and doing what it's supposed to be done. They're following that process and loving it.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be shocked. They're just really successful people. Yeah. You wouldn't know they were successful by looking at them because they're just get humble. That's enjoying the process.
Yeah, too many people are focused on looking successful instead of doing what it takes to be successful. And I think that's the problem. Enjoy the process and go through it.
I agree. That's it for today's show. Our mission is here to create a shift in the planet. And you can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.